Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. I strive with our healed. Eyes now pierced, hands were free. Eyes blood. Now we have the victory, and the power of sin is broken. Yes, he did. He has won. Yes, he has. Every voice.
Let's go.
move through my head. Your thoughts stay on my mind, living me. Your song flows through my lips. Your work moves through my head. Your thoughts stay on my mind, living me. And you can
tonight for just letting have all of us. So, Lord, you can have all of me, I'm yours, Lord. You can have all of me, I give you all of me, God. Lord, I'm yours. I give you all of me, Lord, I'm yours. And Father, we just thank you, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We give honor, God, to your children, God, tonight. I'm the sound of my voice, God. And Father, we give honor to you, God, for being God all by yourself. Our Lord and our Savior, our provider, our shield, our rampart, our buckler. And Lord, tonight, it just gives us honor to be able to say, God, you can have all of us, God, to begin to give ourselves back to you totally, God. We begin to thank you for it right now and praise you and worship and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just begin to just praise you, God. We take this time to just honor you and worship you and just love on you, God. For God, you're great and you're greatly to be praised, God. We just want to love on you, God, like never before. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing and yet going to do, God. You said, take all of me. Take all of me. You can have all of me, Lord. I'm yours. You know, your words, my mouth, God, your lips, my tongue, whatever it is, God, have all of mine. You'll touch my hands, God. Have all of me, God. Use me, God, for your glory, Father. Father, we tell you, God, that you're the one, God, that left the 99 to find the one. That's what, God, you are. You're the one, God, in a billion stars in the sky, God, but you picked us out, Father. You're the one, God. Oh, man, you're awesome and magnificent, and you're so wonderful. And for this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor and glory, God. For this, Father, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up with fresh blood running warm through our veins and activity of our limbs. Thank you for our joints being in place, God. Thank you for everything that you've done and yet going to do and allowing to happen in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God. The good, the bad, the indifferent, God, the something, the ugly, God, whatever it is, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you in the good times, God. We thank you in the bad times, Father. Even those times that make us get on our knees and cry and scream and holler, God, and just begin to just try to find you even the more so. And those times, God, when we can just say, all is well. How you know I'm blessed and highly favored? And again, not only just say it, but actually mean it because you walk in favor. And the blessing of the Lord make a rich and add no sorrow. And they continue to add too. Father, we begin to thank you, God. Even when we have bad news, God, we thank you, God. Even when we have the exciting news, God, we thank you, Lord God. We don't get discouraged no more, God, because we know, God, you're the author, God, of the good and the bad. Father, you allowed it to happen, Father. So we begin to praise you, God, for the enemy, God. We know, God, is your employee as well, God, and you use him for our glory. Joseph, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. So tell somebody today, I mean, you know, someone you know tried to hurt you or to say, hey, man, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. Father, I thank you for it right now. I thank you, God, for even those things that came forth to torment, God, and hurt your children, God, the abusers, God, and all the trauma, God, that we've experienced in life, Father. Satan meant it for evil. He tried to kill, steal, and destroy, God. But, God, you said you come that we have life and life to the full, Father. Thank you for abundant living and abundant life, God, and your abundance of love, God, that you shout towards us, your abundance of grace and mercy that you extend towards us, Father. We just begin to thank you right now, Father. We begin to praise you right now and worship your name and magnify your name, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, for truly this is the day that you have made. And we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we decrease that you increase. And we give honor, God, to the OMG family, God, and especially Dr. Jesse Store and his lovely Queen Evangelist Tammy Store, the founders of this reason why we own Blog Talk, Father, the ministry that Omega ministry that has helped us and blessed us, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for each and every one of you on the sound of my voice, each and every pastor, prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher, layperson, whatever you call yourself, kingdom citizen, that's what I call you, child of God, daughter of God, son of God, born again, believer, everyone on the sound of my voice, God, we just thank you for them right now, God, and we honor you for them, Father, and we honor you, and we give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and so it is. Next, what's your help be? Even the Saint giving us words of inspiration.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give God the praise. Let's just glorify his name. Let's just lift him up higher, higher. Let's just give him some worship on tonight. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We praise you and we worship you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. God, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise on tonight, God. We just thank you for everything that you're doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who has a hallelujah praise? Who has a hallelujah in your heart on tonight? Who has a hallelujah in your heart on tonight? Glory, glory, glory. Has he been good to you on today? Has he been good to you on this past week? Glory, 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 hallelujah. He's been awesome to me. I have to tell you, I have a testimony. I have a company that I have a business partner and I. We've been working on some stuff for a couple of months, and we finally launched our company on this week. So I'm excited. Just thanking God for what he's done. And as soon as we launched, orders just started flowing in, because what we did was we prayed over it, we gave it to God and told God this was his company, and he has been blessing it all the way. So I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy. And then on tomorrow, George and I will be celebrating 17 years of marriage, and just thanking God for bringing us this far. So God has just been good. I have a lot to be thankful for. I got a lot to praise him for. And God is just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I tell you, God has just done some marvelous, marvelous things. I thank God for, no matter what the struggle was, he brought us through. He brought me through. He just said, okay, here, take this and make this. And that's what's happening. We just thank God for all that he's doing. And God is saying on tonight, you will not find my peace by engaging in excessive planning, attempting to control what will happen to you in the future. That is a commonly practiced form of unbelief. When your mind spins with multiple plans, peace may sometimes seem to be within your grasp, yet it always eludes you. Just when you think you have prepared for all possibilities, something unexpected pops up and throws things into confusion. I did not design the human mind to figure out the future. That is beyond your capability. I grafted your mind for continual communication with me. Bring me all your needs, your hopes, and fears. Commit everything into my care. Turn from the path of planning to the path of peace. Oh, glory to God. Turn from the path of planning to the path of peace. God is telling you right now, it's time for some peace in your life. The first scripture coming from 1 Peter 5:6-7, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Proverbs 16:9, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Psalms 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That is powerful, powerful, powerful. Go back and read those scriptures, 1 Peter 5:6-7, Proverbs 16:9, and Psalms 37:5, let it encourage you. Let it just meditate on it, and let it just get into your soul, into your system. God, I thank you for that word. He said, you will not find peace by engaging in excessive planning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just put your mind and keep your mind steadfast on him. Glory to God. We just thank God for tonight. We thank God for the word. It's going to be awesome. As always, God has a special word for you. I know you might as well get excited, get your ears ready, and your heart's prepared and your mind prepared for this awesome word in which Pastor Flint is going to bring forth. And God is going to use him in a mighty, mighty way. So we thank God and pray for him as he's bringing forth the word. Pray for his strength and pray for all that wisdom and knowledge that God has for him. In Jesus' name, and amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just thank God tonight just for his grace and his mercy. First of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. Father, we decrease that you increase, God. Let your Holy Spirit have complete control, God. Let it be all of you and none of us, God. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we thank you right now. Today I get little news feeds on my phone, and one of them I got with a woman in the area in Georgia called Snellville, was killed by a falling tree as she was walking her dog. And another family, due to this storm, had a tree fall on them in the house. I think two died and one was injured. We got a lot of crazy stuff that's been going on in this world. Reminding us closer to the end of times. A lot of different untimely deaths that have been taking place. But guess what? You're here. If you understand my voice tonight, you're here. That means that tree didn't hit you, that car didn't have the accident with you. That means that the bullet didn't hit you, the stray bullets. I mean, you know, all the nonsense that has been taking place, I mean, you know, the report from the doctor gave you, that it wasn't yours. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. It's so much to praise God for. It's so much. We look at how Balaam was going to curse Israel, and then the donkey spoke. He said, I can make the rocks cry out. The trees, when the wind blows, they begin to wave and praise God. So if nature and creation can praise God, tonight I want you to just get a soul alive in your spirit. That's all I've been saying all day. So will I, Lord. So will I. If Paul could consider living, he said, I learned how to live in excess, and I learned how to live a base, but I consider it, you know, all done, you know, to just to be with you, God, to be a child of God, to serve you, God, for the wisdom of you, God. The wisdom of man didn't add up, God. The things that the world has offered didn't add up to me. And if he can throw it all away, then so will I. Christ could have called down a myriad of angels to get him off that cross and to defend him. But he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So if it meant to obey you, God, so will I. Joseph and David and some of the other examples we can use, Moses. I mean, if creation is meant to obey you, Lord, then so will I, God. If I'm here to praise you, Lord God, so will I, God. So will I. That's what I'm talking about. Just imagine. That lady walking in the dark, didn't expect to die tonight. Or today. Or people sitting in the house and expect that tree to fall on them and kill them yesterday. The young man in Missouri went to Tennessee to go on a shooting rampage. They're shooting people and carjacking and on the killing spree. Killed a lady, her husband. She was pregnant and turned to call her. How she said the police and killed himself. Praise God, you weren't in that line of fire. And the enemy is going crazy right now and taking no prisoners and definitely not playing fair. Little children getting raped and molested, and I think a 10-month-old child just got molested or something, got raped by the father or some stuff like that. I mean, it's just crazy. Then one 10-year-old child is got pregnant by their father. And you think, man, the enemy playing? And all we got to do is come to a place of surrender. Come to a place of God. If John and Isle of Patmos or Peter, them, they can swim. If you say, feed my sheep, God, if that's meant for me to do, God, if they can feed your sheep, then God, so will I. If they will feed your sheep, Lord, so will I. they'll sing your praises, Lord, so will I. And they'll lift up holy hands and concentrate on you and magnify your name, Lord, so will I, God. By the telling of your goodness and your mercy, God, and they can so will I. I will tell of your goodness and of your mercy and your grace and how magnificent and how wonderful you are, God. I will lift you up. You said the Son of Man be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. I will lift you up, Lord. Listen, man, save them. They understand covenants. They understand contracts. They understand the power of the blood. They understand the manipulation and torment. But you got the answer. It's in your praise. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your miracle is in your praise. We don't have to break down. We're going to break through. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I counsel women, counsel dudes, there's a lot of people that's depressed and suppressed and oppressed and going through this and going through that and just want to give up. But he said, I left the 99 to find that one that want to give up, to give them hope. And an answer. And I said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he come to give you life and life more abundant, life to the full. So no reason to give up, just give in. Just let go and let God. So will I. If Stephen can give it up, then so will I, God. If Enoch can walk with you till he was no more, God, so will I. If daily, it's about decrease. The Bible said, you know, I beat this flesh up every day. God, if he can beat this flesh up every day, then so will I. So will I, Lord. I beat this flesh up every day. I turn on this stinking flesh every single day. So will I. So much this flesh craves, we got to turn on it every single day. That's what was called on the intercessor. Where are our intercessors? Where are our prayer warriors? Where are those who know how to get a prayer through? Because right now, that's what we need. So I said, in times like these, we need a savior. We need a friend. We need a savior. We need somebody who can get a prayer through. We need some folks, you know, you got to know who your prayer partners are and who your ancestors are. Identify yourself with those that you can confide in. Again, I'm talking to people that are saying, I'm mentally drained and mentally frustrated and I don't know what to do. And even to the point where I want to go back to smoking, I want to go back to drinking. I mean, these are bodies, these are in the body of Christ. You got pastors that's losing it and apostles. Whether last week or 2 weeks ago, the pastor went and killed his own wife, said he was going to do it, and then he went and did it. Down in Orlando, Florida. You got ministers, and we're not here to judge. We're just here to recognize what's going on and hopefully we can add a little light to the situation and help somebody. Drinking and smoking and you know, getting high and fornicating and losing your mind, man. It's a lot out here. And I just want to let you know, sometimes, you know, even with fornicating and you know, that sexual sin and the immoral part that, you know, that we've all have, you know, I don't say we all, but, I mean, we've grown, right? People have participated in certain things in life. Not aware that they said that's a sin against your own body, and then you swapping spirits. So just imagine everything that woman or that man slept with And whatever spirit they're dealing with, those spirits are transferred to you. Then you wonder why you have certain feelings. Let's talk about all these other unseen spirits. I'm telling you, man, so will I, Lord. I'm telling you, it's creation. I meant to worship you, so will I, God. I choose to worship you, Lord. We got so many different things that we worship. The television, the tail eyes to our eyes, and we worship our vehicles, we worship our homes, we worship our spouses, we worship our children, our mothers and fathers. We find so many things to make idols out of. The only thing we need to worship is him and him crucified. That's all he said. I'm going to make you one anyway, so you're going to love me because I'm going to make you one with me. But let's get that. Hold on to that for a second. Look at all these different spirits, man. And they got a television, bring them out. Every time there's a craze with some unclean spirit, now it's a big thing with the children with mermaids and unicorns. With some marine spirits. At one point, there was a big thing about vampires. The bloodsuckers, it's still an evil, unclean spirit. So we deal with all these different things that come up and about. And how do we deal with this stuff? The pornographic stuff, the sex ills, and the homosexualities. And how dare you talk about the LGBTQ? You can't, you know, if you talk about them, you worry about getting, you're going to get sued. Or even if you got some kind of product and you don't want them to have your product, you're going to get sued. You're discriminating against it. But when is what's right is right. Why does that not matter? And we're scared to preach about it from the pulpit. We won't talk about sin. We won't talk about hell. We won't talk about repenting. We won't preach the things that add to life. We'll tell you how God wants you to be blessed. You know, we're very good motivational speakers. But if Jesus will preach about hell and heaven, then so will I. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord, then so will I. If Revelation talk about hell and the second death, then so will I. It's real. If John about to say repent, they preach until he got his head cut off, then so will I. The last said, if God be God, choose God. If Baal be God, choose Baal. They had a showdown. If it takes to have a showdown, then so will I. Saying it's time to draw a line in the sand, people. The standards is already there. Lift the ball a little higher if you got to. Raise the ball. So many around us are dying, going to hell. Faster than you know. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be your son, your daughter. One of your loved ones, unsaved loved ones, siblings, parents, grandparents, grandchildren, great-grands, aunts, uncles, cousins, and close friends, and there's been a word in you to share with them, and you didn't even share it. You got people having children, and they're killing the children. I saw that the unborn lives matter. I agree with that. But killing the children, I mean, one lady, me and my daughter on the phone was talking, and one lady cut her own child's throat. There it is. Dad killed his child, he said he, something about the unseen spirits. I was in this child. So I was being tormented by a devil, so we killed the child. I mean, you got to realize, man, what world we're in. We're thinking it's natural, but it's not, man. It's a spiritual thing that we're dealing with. And when we recognize that this is a spiritual warfare that we're in, and we got to ask God to give us eyes to see in the spirit, give us ears to hear, let us know what's going on and how do we fight, how do we combat this thing. We're going to lose, and we're going to lose more and more. Where are my intercessors? Where are my prayer warriors? You're not going to win this thing in your flesh. Satan has, he has it locked down. I do a lot of studying on bloodline families, royal families, and different things like that. And when you look at them, you wonder, how did they get to this place that they're in? And God, how did you allow it to happen? But then when you realize also the works of the flesh and their occult behavior, you got to realize these people, man, deal in the occult. They deal in, they dabble. They don't dabble, but they indulge in witchcraft at the highest level and Satanism at the highest level. And when you look at it, you realize these families are connected. And since they are connected, then that bloodline travels, and along with the bloodline travels, it's the rituals of the family and the family secrets, and this is what makes this go. And you'd be wondering, like, how, man, how these people just come out of nowhere and have this and have that? It was divine, not divinely appointed, but it was designed by decisions that was made from their family members that was handed on, which some people can look at it as being a generational curse or whatever, but to them, they may look at it as a blessing. But we know that it's a curse because it's against God. But what the family, the bloodline family, said that there's a lot of it that's serving God. Where are you? Where are we people that the worshipers and the praises say, hey, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And it's going to go down from my grandchildren to my great-grandchildren to my great-great-grands. And this is a secret that we have. Our royal secret is that we serve the Almighty God, that we pray, that we praise, that we worship, that we're intercessors and we're prayer warriors and we're praisers and we love God. We're pastors, we're apostles, we're evangelists, we're teachers, we're nurturers. We're givers, lovers of God and lovers of man. Where are we? We hate the sin, but we love the sinner, just like God. You visit the inmates, you visit the homeless, and the help is those that are less fortunate. God, so what I do it, God, I do it. Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, choose me. Send me, Lord. Send me out of them. I'm just talking, man, when you realize that, I mean, there's so much I can share with you on these subjects, but I really it's going to have to be a preparation for it. That's going to be another time that I just want to prepare you guys for. This warfare and this battle and how to shatter strongholds and keeping the strongholds in your family and knowing what is this spirit and what's the name of that spirit and how do I attack this spirit and, you know, just how to know how God said, I gave you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So how do I begin to bind this up and loose it? And once I bind it up, Lord God, what's the next thing I need to do? I need to cast it somewhere. I need to cast it out of darkness. Everybody's some demons saying that, hey, you bound them up, and then you didn't do anything to them. So they just stood there bound until the other demon came and released them. But you didn't get bind them, and you cast them in outer darkness. So you cast them, you know, in the dry places, wherever God had, arid places, dry places, out of darkness, pits of hell, wherever he said you to send them to, you send them. And the power and the authority that is vested in you that he has given you, he's given you authority. We got to start using this authority that God has given us to combat all the wiles of the devil. Apostle Paul told you in Ephesians 6 and 10 that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. And he told you to put on the full armor of God. We've got to put on the full armor. Every day you should wake up putting on the full armor of God. Good much alone with truth and putting on the breastplate of righteousness and shining your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Taking up the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith and putting on the helmet of salvation. Having yourself suited and booted. Looking like your daddy. The forearm, every morning, when you wake up, the first thing you need to do is put on the forearm. Give him praise. Thank you for letting him wake you up. Thank you for being amongst the land of the living. Thank you for fresh blood running warm through my veins. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for your breath flowing through my nostrils. And then put on the forearm so you can go to work. No matter what. Find you some prayer time early in the morning. Find you a spot where you can get to where it's you and God. Dedicate some time to him early. They say, seek me early where I may be found. Seek him early. Ladies and gentlemen, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Just begin to trust him. If the psalmist can trust your God, so will I, God. But the wisdom of the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, God, can trust you, Lord, and so will I, God. Jehoshaphat and Hezekiah, there's so many examples you can go by that lets you know, hey, it works and it makes sense. Having got some foreign things going on in your body right now, not feeling too well or, you know, certain pains in your body. This week I've been dealing with some pains in my shoulder since Monday. And last night, put a little horseman in my lap. But today, no pain. No pain. God is, I thank God for it. I thank God for the pain subsiding because it was really tough. But I just continue to trust God. I don't trust me, but I trust him. I trust the God that's in me to perform what is needed. And he brought forth healing. 17-year-old young lady. I just saw that. 17-year-old young lady. Lured a piece of man, delivery man to the house, and she murdered him. Come on, what is going on with our children right now? What is in the mind that is possessing them to continue to do these senseless murders and these senseless killings and all this different stuff, man? 19-year-old just got raped by 11 men and gang raped and they threw off a building. What is possessing us to be so evil and so wicked? And why are we, as born-again believers, still on the sideline just watching? When are we going to get in the game? Now, Peter and John and Matthew gave the examples of how to get involved. Telling the gospel no matter what. In season, out of season. Due season, no season. To the point where, hey, man, and they didn't even find it worthy enough to be where you are, to have the grace that you have. To have the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you. Someone said, Holy Spirit, I appreciate you. Holy Spirit, I appreciate you. And then he said, you mold me, you guide me, and in danger you hide me. Holy Spirit, I appreciate you. Do you really appreciate the Holy Spirit tonight? Do you appreciate the man that the Holy Spirit is and the purpose and the plan that he executes in your life? Do you appreciate the Holy Spirit tonight? And are you concerned about these vessels that are dying left and right? Every time you turn on the news, it's something bad. It's always something with the police and the Black Lives Matter protesting, or the Black Lives, or Antifa, or the militia, There's all kind of foolishness that's going on. They got you going crazy about the election. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I hate Trump. I'm going with Biden. I hate Biden. I'm still with Trump. There's all kind of foolishness that's going on in your head instead of just kingdom-minded things. Let's get back to the basics, and that's the kingdom. He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Get back to the basics. Father, forgive us for neglecting your word. Forgive us, God, for not being in your word as often as we should. Forgive us, Father, for not praying as often as we should, not praising as often as we should, not serving as often as we should. You know, we got jobs, God. You know, we got children, God. You know, we got spouses, God. We got a cooking meat, God. You know, we got friends we got to put on for, God. You know, we got all these different things we got to do, Lord, and then I'm going to come to you after that. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you. That John the Baptist can give it all, so will I, Lord. If Jesus, even though he could have done so much different, so will I, God. In 3 years of ministry, and then you called him home. We got to lay our life down, God, to serve you so that somebody else can be saved, God. So will I, God. But the person, we got to choose him over ourselves and the welfare of others over ourselves. Because I'm going to watch this. Police search a man accused of killing a 20-year-old woman in front of her church. I mean, that's the senses of you killing people in front of your children. One husband killed his wife and his children because they was too loud. He wanted them to be quiet, and they wouldn't be quiet. They killed them. Making too much noise. He had a headache. Said he had a headache. And they were making too much noise. So he killed them. He shot them. What world are we living in where it's so easy to just take another person's life without no regards, no thoughts, no more thoughts afterwards? I was somebody who went to the barbershop a few minutes ago, and I saw a young man that, you know, he called me Pops. Young man, you know, I had a little influence in his life. He was one of my son's teammates when my son was in high school in the ninth grade. He was a senior. So he didn't recognize who I was at first, and until he did, he was like, man, I'm like, come here. He was like, what's up? And, you know, and I guess, you know, when you speak to somebody, what's up, and that seemed like it's the form of aggression. He had to tell me he had his strap on me. I got my strap on me. What's up? Man, come on with your strap and everything. Come talk to me regardless. And as he realized who I was, he was like, Pops, I'm sorry, man. Forgive me for saying that dumb stuff. But afterwards, guess what he said? It's wild, like, you got to do that. That's what's going on in this world right now. And that's what happened when they lost. They feel like that's the only way of defense. That's what I got to do. I got to let you know I got my gun. And now I use it. Or they tell you got a life and you can lose it. We both will lose. I got my gun, and I give it to us, the word of God. I got my gun, and I'm going to use it. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. How about this one? Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's just time to have our mind renewed, refreshed. Time to be rejuvenated in him. Time to have a reboot. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of seeing people I'm sick and tired of seeing these young children trick themselves off the streets, and I'm sick and tired of seeing these young children engulfed in homosexuality. I'm sick and tired of seeing the foolishness that we parade around as life when it's not. I'm sick and tired of seeing the young folks hooked on drugs at an early age. Crystal meth, heroin, crack cocaine, and all these different types of marijuana, the gas, and OG, and all that. I'm tired of seeing this vicious cycle that I was a part of. I was a part of this environment. I was a part of this I call it a pandemic, epidemic, whatever you want to call it. It was a problem, and I was a part of it. It's a problem. Now I want to be a part of the solution. And how do you start by being a part of the solution? Surrendering to God and saying, Lord, here go my hands, use them. Here go my mouth, use them. Here go my feet, use them. Here go my heart, use it. Here go my wallet, use it. Here go my house. I mean, just whatever God is asking. Take all of me, God. If it's going to help your children get to a better place, if it's going to help save a life, you can have all of me if it's going to save a life. If it's going to change a life, restore a life. I might help save that one that saved 10,000. Suffering from ODN. Prostituting and all the other things that they're doing. Like I was in Nevada. And this is no joke. I may come from my room to the parking lot. And those working girls are everywhere. And I'm not even in a cheap hotel. Well, you say, well, that's just because you're in that neighborhood. No, I'm in a nice little hotel. One of the best ones on the strip. One of the best. And they're in there like crazy. And guess what? Some of them just, some regular women that didn't find out that their job wasn't as essential as they thought it was. So now they don't know what to do for survival. Because they don't know the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, like you know him as your provider. See, sometimes we got to let people know about Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisha, our banner, and our victory. We got to let that be known. You know, sometimes we know we can't just keep it to ourselves as often as we do. Someone need to know that he cares. Somebody need to know that there's a greater is he. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in me. Somebody need to know that. Someone said, if I can help somebody as I travel along my way, then my living shall not be in vain. I don't know about you, but I don't want my living to be in vain. I want God to get all the glory out of my life that he can. Jesus said, the hour has come, Father. Glorify your Son that you may be glorified. The hour has come, Father. Glorify your Son that you may be glorified. Put it in me, God. Put your word in me. Put your love in me. Put your joy in me. Put the drawing in me that I can help, God. You said put the lifting in me. So you said that the Son of Man be lifted up. You will do the drawing. I don't have to do the drawing. I just got to do the lifting. Put your lift in me, Lord, that I can lift more and more and higher, deeper and deeper. Have your way, Lord, in this life. So we can say together in unison, I surrender all to you, Lord God. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I'm going to give you a clue on how to change a lot of things. Ephesians 1:3, and I'm going to will be done. I want you to hold that scripture. You can keep it for you for the rest of the week. Ephesians 1 and 3. I'm going to be done after that. Watch this. I'm going to put the mark in. I was in the dark place of my life on that scripture. When I ran across this scripture here, but the power of the scripture, I'm going to tell you about it. It was said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Guess what? You've already been blessed. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So guess what you got to do? You got to tap so far into the supernatural that you can bring the supernatural down to the natural. You can bring what's in the heavenly places down here. So you can say that prayer, God, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. No, but you can say, our Father, tell me, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, whatever your will is in heaven, your blessing is in heaven, your plan in heaven, let me do it here on earth, God. So your prayer and your praise, your worship begin to call down the supernatural down into the natural. And you got all that stuff waiting on you. You got all these gifts waiting on you. Just imagine you get to heaven, you get into a room and there's boxes of gifts stacked to the ceiling from wall to wall. And that room bigger than your house right now. Water on God. I said, what is that? Them all your gifts you forgot to call down. You didn't call down. Them was your blessings. But you didn't call them down because you didn't know how to tap into the supernatural. That's what God said. Now tap into it. And all of those gifts, you can think of them for material gifts. I'm talking about spiritual gifts. It's going to help you do more work for the kingdom. It's sitting out waiting on you. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus is waiting on you. Tap into it. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. Father, this day give us the gift, God. The gift to call things as not as though they were, God. You said, God, that we can prophesy to ourselves, Father. Father, your word told us that David encouraged himself. If David can encourage himself and go to war, if Gideon can respond, God, and go to war, so will I, God. I encourage myself tonight, and those under the sound of my voice, God, that they are encouraged as well, God, to fight the good fight of faith, God, to move forward in you, Father, to decrease that you increase, God, to say all of you and none of them, God, to say, Lord, I surrender all to thee right now, God, that your perfect will be done. Lord, not only am I dependable able, God, but I choose to be available to tonight, God. We choose to be available, God. Our availability is right now on the list where you say, boom, 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 God, we're available. Give us your word, God. Give us your will, God. Give us your plan, God. We're ready to execute. We're in the huddle, God. Give us a play. Let's execute. Father, and we thank you right now. Father, we begin to call those things not as though they were, God. We begin to call down those things that's in heaven, God, to come to earth, God. I don't care if it could be a car, God. It could be that house. I don't care what it is, God. Give them the ability, God, and the grace, God, to begin to call those things down. Then after that, they begin to call down their health, God. Call down the salvation of their children, God, and sanctification, God, of the children in the field, Holy Spirit, and grandchildren. God, begin to speak, God, blessings, God, upon blessings, God. Begin to speak healings upon healings, God. Salvation upon salvation. Deliverance upon deliverance. Breakthroughs upon breakthroughs, God. They begin to call it down from heaven, God. You know what I'm saying? They can say, I got heaven right here on earth. Yes, you do, because you've tapped into what God has already set in place for you. God, let us tap in now, God. We tap out from this world, God. We tap out from these worldly desires and worldly thoughts, and we tap into you. We give you all of God. We give you joy. We give you praise. In your son Jesus Christ, the most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. God, I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that is not saved, God, that doesn't know you as our Lord and personal Savior, that this is the night, God, that they will have an experience with you, God. I don't care if it's in body, out of body, I don't care if it's conscious, unconscious, God, but they will have an experience with you that will make them run to you, God. That will draw them to you, God. Draw them, those that know you, God, they'll draw closer to you, myself included. We'll begin to draw closer to you like never before, God. We'll begin to find a hunger for you, God, like never before, God. And we give you honor, God. Again, we give you glory, God. Again, we give you praise, God, again. In your son Jesus Christ's name, we pray, Father. And so it is. But this time, God, well, you want to add to and take away, you press the button. Not, you know, we'll get Evangelist Flint to give us our word, benediction.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the word on tonight. I would just ask that you continue to bless us and keep us and guide us and direct us. Order our steps throughout our day. Order our steps, God, even tonight, Lord God. We ask that you order our steps. Ask that you bless us and keep us. God, we ask that you restore us. God, I ask that you just keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you do a miracle in our lives financially, for our health, Lord God, for our mental, for our emotions, God. I ask that you just bless us in a mighty way, God. I know that you're doing great things for us. I'm expecting it. I'm excited for it, God. And no matter what it looks like, I thank you for the manifestation of it, God, that you are going to do it because you are our daddy, you are our father, you are our provider, God. I know that you provide the source and the resources, God. So I thank you right now for doing all the things that you're doing, all the things that you've done, and all the things that you're going to do. Have high expectations of God, knowing that he will not leave you nor forsake you. And I give you the glory, honor, and the praise until next week. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome week.